My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Kahn flying solo with Joe, of course. Rob Long off today. Ed is on medical leave, but we'll hear from Ed in the next segment. We bring in Mike Preston now from the Baltimore Sun. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, I want some
more. Go around in circles. It's my cousin. It's my cousin. I really do have a cousin named Billy Preston.
Do you really?
Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky?
Well, that's all right. My aunt Shaka and I, we haven't seen each other in a while, but we like to get together every once in a while. You know, Shaka
really?
Khan. Shaka Khan, yeah. So, look.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, this is an interesting game this weekend because I think a lot of fans are going, oh, Ravens are the biggest favorite on the board this week. They're going to kill this team because they're really good in their home opener. They're really good after a little bit of time off. I don't know. Like, I feel like this Raiders team is just going to be a difficult out. I'm not saying the Ravens lose. What are your thoughts on what you see coming into this week?
I agree with most of the fans. Had a 10-day rest. They got to be irritated because of the way they lost last week. It is the opener. And you listen to Zach Orr's comments, you know, from yesterday, you know, talking about the standard defense. This is how we play. It did not meet the standards of how they play. And physically, they got their butts whipped when you go back and look at some of the film, especially in the middle of the field. Yeah, so they're going to be angry. I think they're going to play well. I think Derrick Henry's going to come out and have a good game. They got to get back to just focusing on themselves, not so much on the Raiders, but on themselves and how they fix their team.
Mike, how did you feel about – so, again, one of the ways I think the Raiders can't stay in this game is with their pass rush. So it looks like the Ravens' offensive line actually got favorable grades from PFF and ESPN. What do you think about the offensive line after week one?
Hey, man, I don't pay any attention to those things. You ever look at my columns? Very seldom do I quote any of those guys because I go to practice. I go to the games. I watch this stuff, and I know what happens. You go to practice, you can see who's weak and who's not. And the same guys who were weak in training camp, who were weak in preseason games, they were weak last week. And for these guys to come out and say, oh, they got a 80% passing grade, get out of my face. All right. Well, Lamar was running around for the most of his life back there. The biggest plays were Lamar running around trying to make things happen. And that's pretty much been their offense ever since he came here 6 years ago. So I don't pay any attention to that stuff, but they need to fix it. All the comments that came out this week were very positive, and they're supposed to be positive. You can't kill your offensive line in the first game after the season and say, oh, we're terrible, we're bad, and we're going to struggle. But you got to be careful, and I agree with John Harbaugh. You coach him up. That's all you got. Jeremy, you've been a coach before.
Yeah.
You know, and you come out, you play a bad game, especially the first game. You don't go and say, oh, we're in the tank. We're terrible for the rest of the year. You coach them up, but you that's what they're going
to
do.
And you also adjust to what you have as well. So if that means, you know, more three-step drops, focusing a little bit more on the run game or quick passes, there's all types of ways to try to protect them from, for lack of a better term, embarrassing themselves. But, all right, so you brought up Zach Orr. I love what he said this week. He blamed himself for a lot of the things that went wrong, the timeouts, the middle of the field, and some of the things that you saw. I think he's going to be really good, and I think he's got a great head on his shoulders. What are your thoughts on Orr? Because we had questions coming in, how do you replace Mike McDonald? But I kind of feel like they have a pretty good guy doing it.
Well, it's not just Mike McDonald. You got to replace two other coaches. Yeah. And the guy who went to Tennessee, who became their defensive coordinator. So all of a sudden, you're playing the Kansas City Chiefs in your first game. And I think they were overcoached myself. And I wrote a little bit about that this week. With you're gearing up for that game, and it's all hype. I mean, AFC Championship game, you lost, you're going to Kansas City, boom, 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 boom. How do you stop Travis Kelce, who didn't play a major part in the game? But he did because, hey, he's Travis Kelce. But, again, and then you got to worry about these packages and themes, and then you're going against Andy Reid. And then all of a sudden, he's throwing you some curveballs because, hey, You're just the first year guy, okay? I'm going to throw some things at you that you've never seen before, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, he's got different packages, he's got different things going on. I got to adjust. How do I do that? And it takes a while because people think you're just going to come in and replace Mike McDonald. It doesn't work like that, and they still have most of the same players back from a year ago, but still, you got different assistant coaches, and it takes time to build relationships, and it takes time to get those packages down, and it happens. That's what went on.
Mike, let me ask you this. As we're talking to Mike Preston here with the Baltimore Sun, you look at the rest of the AFC North, Steelers, the only team that won. Now we have the Browns going to Jacksonville. Cincinnati, I don't know why they're talking trash, but they're going to Kansas City. And then Pittsburgh's in Denver, which it's Denver's home opener. I think it's going to be a tough game, but I feel like they should win that game. What do you see with the rest of this division? Has it changed your mind with what you saw in week one with any of these teams?
I thought Cincinnati, because one of the best things about playing on Thursday night is you get a chance to kind of surf around and see who's playing well. Cincinnati was terrible.
Yeah.
But they were pathetic. Pittsburgh was Pittsburgh. They're still physical to get after it. I like the way they play. Cleveland, I mean, Deshaun Watson, this stuff won't go away with him. You know, it won't. And it's not going to go away.
Yeah.
It's not. It's here to stay. He's going to have to deal with this for the rest of his career, maybe for the rest of his life. They're kind of in a free-for-all in Cleveland. What I do like, and I saw it again last night in that game, was the teams that are very physical, they win.
Mm-hmm.
And Kansas City doesn't get a lot of people don't consider them a physical team, but they got after the Ravens pretty well last week. You look at the Ravens, physical football team, Steelers, physical football team. Those are the teams that I look at. Miami, there's nothing physical about Miami. And I thought maybe, hey, they take Weaver down there. He can get them to step up. I didn't see that last night.
Yeah.
And so, there's a sort of physicality that comes to the table when you watch these teams play. And right now, I think the Ravens still have it. The Steelers have it, and Kansas City has it.
I agree with you on the aggressiveness and the physicality that Kansas City brings, because I feel like there's – I'm not saying it's this exactly like the New England Patriots, but I had a player once that played for Bill Belichick that said, you know, most coaches go up to the line and they don't go over it. Bill Belichick goes over the line and says, hey, am I supposed to be here? My bad, guys. I didn't know we weren't supposed to do this. I feel like Kansas City, they'll get in with a little extra grab. They'll get physical on the route, at the point of attack. Until those things get called, and then they adjust to it. But they've been really good at that for years.
Yeah, and it's not going to change. I mean, you got Spagnuolo on one side. You got Andy Reid. You got two really good coaches on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what you want. And they're old school guys. They're not this new wave. Let's all get pass happy, throw the ball all over the place. No, they will pound you. And that's what I like. And still, you look at the Ravens, I think they want to get back to that. I think they got to turn Derrick Henry loose in this game.
Joe, can you isolate that? Mike Preston just said they will pound you, and that's what I like. So we're going to use that later on in a different segment, Mike. Hey, Mike Preston, give me your prediction for the game. What do you see happening?
The Ravens win 27. They win by 11. They win by 11 points. They could go up to as many as 14 points. I think they're just going to get after. And remember this, the Raiders, even though they aren't a West Coast team, they really are a West Coast team because that's a long trip coming this to the East Coast again.
It's a really interesting week for some of these West Coast teams that have to travel. Like Chargers are going to Carolina, who looked dreadful last week. You know, don't have a hiccup then. Don't lose that one. Mike, I'm sure we'll be talking to you on Monday Morning Quarterback. Enjoy the game, and I guess we'll see you next week.
I'll see you Monday.
That sounds great. That's Mike Preston, Baltimore Sun. Definitely check it out. Get his report card after the game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.